Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Just me at the top of the show to thank everyone who's been coming out to the last two live episodes, Brisbane and Sydney. You're about to hear the Sydney one, which was a lot of fun, which we recorded at the Cafe Lounge. So thanks everyone who came out for that. That was a very fun one. Right, so it is that time of year where I start plugging some live shows. So if you're listening to this the day it comes out, this weekend, I'm going to be in Canberra. I'm going to be in Canberra doing the Canberra Comedy Festival. So if you're up there in or around Canberra, I'm doing a show on the 24th. I'm doing my kids show called My Family's Within Your Family. If you've got kids aged between 4 and 10, bring them along. And then that night, I am doing the Women's Weekly Children's Birthday Cake Show at the Civic Pub. So check my website, joshearl.com.au, for the details. And then also on the Sunday, I'm doing another kids show. So if you missed out on Saturday, come to the Sunday one. And then next week, we kick off a massive month of shows for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Tickets are selling very, very well. But if you don't want to miss out, get in very soon because, you know, I want you there. So Sundays at the European Beer Cafe, starting on the 1st at 4:30, and then also on the 3rd and the 10th at Max Watts House of Sound as part of Festival Club. So I can start drip feeding who's doing some of these shows. So this is exciting. So if you're in Melbourne on the 1st of April, which is April Fool's Day and Easter, and also Daylight Savings as well, it's a crazy day. Oh, and the Flower Festival. No, I don't know. So on that day, on the 1st at 4:30 at European Beer Cafe, I'll give you two names and then you've got to come and see the rest. So the first two names for Don't You Know Who I Am, kicking off the Melbourne International Comedy Festival run, is Tony Martin from The Late Show, from Martin Malloy, from Get This, from pretty much every amazing piece of comedy that he's ever put out. Doesn't do duds. And people are now calling her the Queen of the Jungle. I'm not going to say that. It's Fiona O'Loughlin. Yeah. So, and then two awesome other guests as well. So make sure you get your tickets. Go to joshearl.com.au. It's $20 per show or a season pass for $60, which gets you into all the European Beer Cafe ones. So that's four shows. You get one free. And the lineups, they're all good. Don't just think, oh, we're starting with the strongest and then they go downhill. They are all solid, solid gigs. So that is, go to joshearl.com.au/gigs. All the details are there. Hopefully I see you in the festival. Also, the good thing, I don't have a show to run off to. We can have a drink. It's fine. We finish at 5:30 on a Sunday. You can have a few drinks, go home, have a good night's sleep, get up for work the next day. It's going to be great. Anyway, thanks for listening to this episode. This is a fun one with Matt O'Kine, Jen Fricker, Natalie Trant, and Aaron Chen.
Hello, Sydney! Welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks, who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week on the internet, my internet's off at home again, so I can't fucking check it. So, I know, it's NBN, fuck it. Anyway, for those who have never seen the podcast or heard the podcast before, what I do is I get four very, very funny people, and I quiz them all about their expert topic, which is themselves. So let's meet them now. Our first guest, he is a comedian, an actor, and a broadcaster, who when you type his name into Google, auto completes, says Matt O'Kine net worth, and then if you click that, it goes to a website called alphalife.com, and he has a yearly salary of under review. Please welcome us, Matt O'Kine! Hey, man.
Well,
I'll take that. Oh, Matt does not trust any of you guys. He's brought his bag up here. There you go.
Thank you very much.
How you doing, man?
Good. Good. My salary is under review.
You don't have to answer about what you earn.
I don't. I'm so rich. But that
was
not funny.
Yeah. That was the first thing that comes up.
Google doesn't have enough zeros to put next to my salary.
Well, a Google is one with is it 100 or a million zeros?
But a Googleplex or something is 100 zeros.
Yeah, so you're doing well for yourself.
What's
wow.
a Google Googleplex?
Wow, Stan's
got
some
money.
Yeah,
I'm making.
All right. Also joining us is a comedian, a broadcaster, and a musician who, when you type her name into Google, the related searches are Jen Fricker age, Jen Fricker born, and Jen Fricker laugh. Please make welcome. It's Jen Fricker, everyone. Thank you. Jen's brought up a toy dinosaur. She's ordered some wedges, so that's...
My wedges! Come bring them over here! Just put them here. Oh, shit.
That's all right.
Triple J changes you. You demand really wedges. You just, wedges to your face.
I didn't even order any. I just filled it. Matt and I both packed for a weekend away.
You got some stuff to go.
This is don't forget your toothbrush.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Can we mention?
Yes. No, 90s kids. Yes. Yes.
I'm not sure
yes.
we can mention him anymore. Okay. And also,
actually, that's the first. I only heard about that the other day.
Yeah. It's
anyways,
crazy, isn't it?
Anyways.
And Tim Ferguson, hoster. For those in the, this is a great edit point. This is why you come to the live ones. Okay. Also joining us.
Oh, so you can edit this stuff.
Yeah, I can edit it.
Yeah, I had no idea about that whole situation.
Yeah. Well, you've worked in radio. You surely you've done a pre-record before.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the writing letters to...
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry.
Wait,
sorry.
Who can hear us right now? Is it other people?
Also joining us is a comedian, an actor, and a writer who shares her name with a Bikram yoga instructor in Melbourne and an LA acting agent. You may know her from her YouTube channel, Community Channel. Please welcome, it's Natalie Tran! Welcome, Nat.
Thank you for having me.
That's all right. I'm glad that you trust the audience and didn't bring your bag up here.
Oh, no, I've got my wallet and my phone.
That makes sense.
Have you met the other Nat Trans that Josh was just talking about?
No, but there is a beauty queen, Nat Tran.
Oh, yep.
And she's from Australia and she's like a Vietnamese beauty queen. And it was really upsetting because like the Vietnamese community is really small, so they all get my mum's number. Like whenever anyone, they all just call my home. And one of them was like, hi, it's SBS Radio. We really want to speak to Natalie Tran. And mum's like, oh, okay, you know, about YouTube. And then they go, she's so beautiful. Mum was like, oh, wrong one.
And finally is a man who shares his name with the managing director at Kung Fu Marketing here in Sydney and a Melbourne interior designer. Please welcome comedian and interviewer to the stars. It's Aaron Chen, everyone. Welcome, Aaron.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here too. Okay, our first round today is called Social...
Brutal.
Media, where I read out a tweet from one of you four, and you have to buzz in if you think you know who tweeted it. Your names are your buzzers. You can't buzz in for your own ones. So poker faces on. You get a point if you get it right, a point to the person who actually tweeted if you get it wrong. So the first one is this one. There's so much space outside. Why do cockroaches have to live in my toaster? That's for bread.
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
I'm going to say that's Nat Tran.
No, that is Aaron Chen.
Damn.
I'm a very clean buzz.
Hey, cockroaches are ruthless, man. I mean, I live in a reasonably clean house, but every now and then you microwave your spaghetti and old mate cocky comes out. Still eat the spaghetti,
trade,
though.
You know there's a tray that you can pull out?
On the toaster.
Yeah. I found that out recently and a lot of cockroaches came out.
Yeah, best to keep that thing shut, man. That's not cool. No one cleans the toaster.
Okay, well, I find this a very high and mighty... Like, you're going to say I had this cockroach. Like, no one cleans the toaster. Wow.
Okay, question two. Today I ended all work calls with see you later, alligator, and nobody said anything. Why are we even alive? We're just pawns, man. Cuts all hair off.
Aaron.
Yes, Aaron.
I reckon that's Nat.
You are correct. Another point there for Aaron Chen, everyone. Give him a round of applause.
All work calls, are you working from home?
Yeah.
So, but like still work related?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
It's really weird. Like you can say things. I've been slipping things into conversation and people just don't react when you're like, all right, bye. love you, and then like they just don't even they just go, okay, it's this weird, just try it, seriously, just try it, just be like, see you later, alligator, and they go,
all right, our next question is this one. I want my funeral to be a fun time. Instead of a coffin, I want to be presented as part of a grazing plate.
Natalie.
Yes, Nat.
I'm going to say that's Matt.
You are incorrect. It's Jen Fricker there. Point there for Jen.
I'm into grazing plates now. So I've moved in with a lady who's 12 years older than me. And our life now is just like grazing plates, Pilates, and like vintage jazz. It's sick. Like, it's basically like, I don't know. I'm just living my rich white lady dreams.
What do you have on it? What do you have on a grazing plate?
Thank you for asking. I love musket grapes. I don't. Obviously, they're fucked. We all know that.
What cut of yourself would you have?
Sever.
And how would you prepare it?
Okay, so the obvious one would be my butt. Because it, like, is big. That was a joke. That won't work on a podcast. I don't know. I guess my face. Because there's lots of different, like, sections. There's different textures on it. So I feel like everyone's getting, like, a unique, like, bite.
So you're like a cheese.
Yeah!
Like a soft cheese.
I'm a soft cheese with a washed rind. Is this really crook? This seems really crook.
Sounds naughty.
I'm enjoying it. Question four. I feel so sorry for kids these days. Surely every decent email address is gone by now.
Jen.
Yes, Jen.
Is that Matt O'Kane?
You are correct. Yes, point there for Jen.
Man, did you have to go look far back for that one?
Mate, the amount of work I do for this show, it's impressive.
Your scrolling finger must be sore.
No, there's this thing called Favestar. That was a really high one for you. People like that
it?
One.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
When do you think you tweeted that?
You know what? Okay, here's a little thing I wouldn't normally say in public, but I figured it. I just figure it, right? So basically, if you were to look at any celebrity around about the age of 35 to 40, I reckon that you could assume that at one stage they had an email address that was their name at hotmail.com. And I reckon between 30 and 35, you could pretty much go with their name at gmail.com. And I don't know, I'm too old for all the other shit. But seriously, because they would have been 19 years old, some fucking no one, like, you know, logging into their first email account, and then they're Kanye West 20 years later.
Kanye.west at Gmail.
Yeah, fully. Give it a go. He's probably used it to log into his Facebook, you know?
Yeah, that's
Jen's got her wedges up on stage. Thanks.
Thanks, everyone. We did it.
I reckon you guys might catch Jen here. I reckon she's going to be answering too many questions after this.
Such a power play.
Yeah.
All right, question five. Weird how you can use a credit card to buy peanuts 10,000 feet in the air, but you can't use it on a bus to buy a ticket.
Aaron.
Yes, Aaron.
That seems like a Matt tweet.
Mm. You are correct. It is a Matt tweet, yes.
They changed that just yesterday. In Sydney, you can get light rail and ferries. Still no buses, though. Fucking weird, eh?
Is it?
You know, you could probably buy the bus with a credit card. But you can't buy a ride on it, you know? It's so stupid.
I'm with you. Put credit card for everything. Every single thing.
Imagine being someone that doesn't accept credit cards. But it's
Oyster card here, isn't it?
Oyster card.
Surely
you've
got the technology.
No, is it Oyster card? It's Opal card.
Opal, sorry.
Waste of London.
I'm not from here. Sorry, guys.
But it's
I'm from Burnie in Tasmania.
It's interesting what the argument against it, though, because as soon as it was released, you know, the news was released yesterday. Hey, Sydneysiders can use their credit cards to ride the ferry. Straight away underneath it, someone's like, yeah, another way for the government to track us. It's like, yeah, bruhs, the government really cares if you're going to fucking Manly or not every afternoon, you fucking loser.
Matthew, I hear you, but I feel like that person has some points.
This
isn't funny, but the government can look at your Opal card and just see where you are.
Yeah, but if you've got a phone, they can do the same thing.
Yeah, they already know. They already know that we're depressed.
If you're on Uber, they can do it. Like, it's not even the government doing that.
The government can be like, yo, you've ordered Uber Eats 4 times this weekend.
They just send someone around to see if you're okay.
Eat some celery, dog. Yeah, they should.
Government's so sick. I love the government, man.
Well, Jen, they're your employer, so...
Yeah, and sometimes Aaron's employer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm contracted to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is the thing, like, you're reading all our, like, tweets and stuff, but, like, I'm under the ABC social policy. I can't say anything spicy.
Do you know, I used to be, and when I tweeted all this stuff about, hey, Violet Crumble's so much better than Crunchy, and I got called into a meeting and had to defend my tweet and say, hey, people are going to think you're being sponsored. I'm like... Oh no! But I'm not employed anymore. So Nestle, I don't have your money.
I don't have that agreement because I don't work with them full time.
No, so because you're not employed by them. You're a contractor, yeah. So you can go in.
Everyone at ABC is a coward. Got him.
Question 6. I just want to have hot, no strings attached sex with a stranger who will take me out on a lot of romantic dates, ask me about my feelings, and marry me after.
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
Nat.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Matt O'Kine. He's off the board.
Take us through that one.
Yeah. I just want to, like, you know, I mean, I've only ever been in long-term relationships, so I've only had two partners. One was 7 years, and this one is 7 years. He's going soon. No. But it's like, and like sometimes, like, I read about them in books. This is how I get out. I read in books, you know, like people have hot, you know, just casual encounter sex. I'm like, that'd be great if then they'd take you on dates and then they'd marry you and you could check their sexual history and stuff like that. And yeah.
Look at their opal card. Yeah.
See if they've caught the ferry. All right, question 7. Seriously, though, Jennifer Love Hewitt gets John Mayer writing My Body is a Wonderland for her. When I dated a muso, they wrote me a song telling me they needed time to study for exams but look forward to seeing me after. Who wrote that one?
Jen.
Yes, Jen.
I'm going to say Nat because she was the only one not moving towards her mouth.
You are correct. A point there for Jen.
I was concentrating on my face.
Was the one, the 7 year before this 7 year was he a muso?
Yeah, he was a musician.
Yeah. Is he still a musician?
He's still a musician. He's a jazz pianist.
Oh. Jen's into jazz at the minute.
Yeah. Mm. And he wrote me a song like, I need some time for my exams. Maybe we could just like take some time away from each other. So, yeah.
Is that how he told you?
Yeah.
I don't, you know, when like, you're just young and you're in love and you're like, that's sweet. And then I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And because it's jazz, it's all the words he didn't say that
yeah,
you listen
that's
to.
It.
Like, yeah.
That's
scatter,
it.
Scatter, scatter, scatter. Yeah. Don't need to see you tomorrow. Yeah.
It's a risky, it's always an interesting thing, you know, because we're doing what we're doing. You see people, like you see comics who would go out with each other and then all of a sudden they're doing writing shows and things about each other. And, You see it a lot when you work in the radio. You see a lot of behind the scenes stuff. There's a couple of big songs that I wish I could be more. I could reveal more. I'm going to be really annoying and not. But you know fully well, like
who it's about.
Yeah, this song is exactly about this other artist that's also in the charts. And, like, you know about so many secret relationships and, like, I've been there to... Yeah, anyways.
Well, it's like picking ducks going out with Flume or something.
Yeah.
Would you be comfortable doing that? I don't know. I'd feel really guilty writing a song about an ex. I guess that's
nah,
it.
No.
What?
Why would you... Because no one... you guys don't know, you know? Like, it took lots of whispers to actually find out who these songs are about. And a lot of the times, it's about someone you actually know. Like, you know?
Unless you call the song My Sharona. It's pretty easy to track down Sharona. Yeah,
but what you were saying about comedy, though, like, I casually dated a comedian. Hot tip, never do that. And it was very casual, and we broke up, like, very amicably. And then I, like, saw him at another gig, and we were both on, and he, like... got up and did this thing about fingering, and it was a new bit. And I was like, is this about me? And I was like, how do I express this that I'm not, but then, yeah, anyway. But, I mean, the joke was he was bad at fingering, and I was like, well.
Yeah, you don't want two headshots in the one house. Don't date someone in the same profession. Okay, question 8. When I see a comedian who writes their jokes in a moleskin and they're bad at comedy, I'm like, oh, no.
Oh,
who wrote that?
Matt. And yes, I'm going to say it's Jen.
No, it's Aaron Chen.
Of course it's Aaron. I'm not that salty.
I felt like you weren't going to be that salty.
Well, I'm not, and that hurts me.
Yeah, well.
And I'm going to tweet about it later.
Was that anyone in particular, or you just went, I see a moleskin?
Yeah, I'll name names. Yeah. Lawrence Mooney.
Bruh, you know, look, I went to Just for Laughs Comedy Fest in Montreal. They give you a moleskin when you get there, you know what I mean? So, yeah. So is bruh.
Do you ride in a moleskin?
Maybe you'll get a moleskin too one day.
Hell yeah.
Question 9. Woke up, lost my phone last night, eating chips in bed to commiserate. Just found phone in Duna cover, now eating chips to celebrate.
Jen.
Yes, Jen.
Oh, I feel like it's either Nat or Matt, so I'm going to go with Nat?
It was Matt O'Kine. Point there for Matt.
Come on. Like 90% of my comedy tweets are about chips.
Wasn't your whole stand show about chips?
Well, there's elements of it. I did about a 10-minute chip bit in my last stand-up show.
It's the other guy. He's talking about the gobble doc. That's the other guy.
I watched the episode where one of the characters spews in a chip
bag. Becky Lucas wrote that.
A week later, I spewed into a chip bag.
Thank you, man. That's the kind of inspiration that I'm... Other people are like, yo, man, they helped me get through my relationship troubles. And you're like, chips
found a
and spew, bro. Yeah, you've been walking to the toilet the whole time, you fool.
And our last question for the round. 5 years ago, my brother farted in my eye on Christmas Day. This year, he and his fiance have invited me into their home for Christmas. This year, I will have my revenge.
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
I'm going to say it's Jen.
You are correct. Yes, it is Jen.
Only because I've met Jen's brother. He's a little legend. Yeah, and he seems like someone who would fart in her eye, for sure.
He gave me pink eye for Christmas, what? Essentially. Oh,
that's the gift that keeps on giving. Right. Well, did you actually get him back, or you just went?
I didn't get him in the face, but I did like I bombed the room.
Yeah.
And then I walked away.
And then went, hey, Christmas dinner smells delicious. Yeah. Okay, all right. At the end of that round, the scores are Nat Tran on 0 points. Matt O'Kine on 3 points. Jen Fricker on 3 points. But in the lead on 4 points is Aaron Chen, everyone.
Oh, what?
I'm smart as hell.
All right, you can get your points, though. And next round is called Yearbook. Now, in this round, we go back in time and talk about an event from one of our school days that was important. And this round, we're talking about a young Jen Fricker. Now, at the end of year 6, Jen and her class were having a leavers dinner where everyone was getting dressed up. But what did Jen's mum make her wear? Was it A, her mum made her wear the school uniform because she said it was a school event, so she had to wear it. When Jen's mum dropped her off and saw that everyone else was dressed up, she simply replied, well, you'll stand out and the teachers will like it. Was it B, she made her wear a skivvy because she was worried that the boys would give her daughter a hickey and the skivvy would be a form of protection? Or was it C, Jen's mum made her wear a G-string because she was obsessed with people seeing her panty line? Now, you can ask Jen as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, she wants you to get it wrong, so she gets your point. The floor is open for questions. Mm. Ask away.
Please.
Okay, first of all, is leavers like your end of year, end of school, complete party?
It's like, yeah, end of... Basically, it was a way for the school to save money. So it's the year 12 formal, but then they also invited all of year 6 to, like,
what?
Pad out the numbers. So they called it, like, a debutante ball.
But it's supposed to be a fancy thing.
Yeah, so it's like we're all in, like, white and had to wear, like, gloves and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What did your dress look like?
It was, it was, like, long... and tubular.
Well, we can take out the school uniform.
I'm wondering if she's lying. No, she's not.
I mean, I am.
I'm going to say it's the skivvy.
Ask more questions.
We're in here for a whole hour.
Because where were we when we had to do like a terrible photo shoot in Marrickville one day?
Oh, we had to do... It was for, do you guys remember MX?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is it still going?
No, everyone just looks at their phone now.
Anyway,
I love them, Max. It's such a great pickup on the floor of the train.
But I had such a good bit of material about it. I had 10 minutes. I can't do it anymore. It's
fucked. Oh, no.
MX always asks you to do these really fucked and weird photo shoots. Like, whenever they're like, okay, so you're a cat shelter. But imagine if one of the cats was a hat. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
So they asked us, it was like on a play set. And it was me, you, Reese, and Ronnie Chang.
Yeah, we were about to do our big first tour up the coast.
And they were like, everyone, hang off the play set.
There's a rule in comedy, guys. This is just for anyone who's not in the business at all. So you will do shoots with photographers, okay, and they'll be like, yep, yep, yep. And then they will say, let's do something wacky. Guaranteed those words will come out of their mouth.
Let's do a fun one.
Yeah. Just do something a little bit zany, you know what I mean? And so you'd never fucking do it.
No.
Okay? Never. Because the moment you go, all right, then they're like, click, got it, bye, cunt. And then they just like put that shit on the front cover and you look like a fucking idiot, right? Mm. So that was going on big time.
Yeah, what did that to do with?
Oh, because your mum turned up.
Oh,
she
just happened to
be there and I met her and she was held chill, almost like way too chill. And she is way more chill mum of like, I don't think she's like we're a skibby mum. I think she's here's a G mum.
Okay.
Here's one of mine. Here's one of mine, mum. Yeah. You know what
Jesus.
I mean?
Jesus.
So would it have been a new G string or your mum's G string?
Your mum's G string.
Oh my god. Oh, sorry. Just like secondhand G strings is grim. Like she's chill, but she's not that chill.
I was just trying to guess here, okay? I'm playing the game.
Do you remember that Ronnie kept asking everyone to show him pictures of their parents?
And then everyone's parents died.
It was super weird.
That's Ronnie's kink. Like,
Any questions, Aaron? You want to know about anything?
What's your one of your favorite types of food?
I love Italian food.
Is a skivvy.
Yeah.
Hot potatoes. Hot potatoes. Is that what your favorite food is? Skivvy. What do you reckon? People know what they want to guess? Okay, Nat, what do you reckon?
Okay, I'll change it to the G string.
You think C, the G string. Matt, do you have a guess?
I think it's the G string.
You think it's the G string too? Aaron, what do you think?
I'm going to go conservative and school uniform.
School uniform. The correct answer was C, the G string. Point there for Matt, point there for Jen, and 1 point for Nat. She's off the board, everyone. Yay!
Was it new or used?
It was new, obviously.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
Have to
just
call
wondering.
Child services in on
so,
it.
Right?
What did it, was it Borrowed just a, this is going to be for your dress, you got to wear that.
It was one of those moments in your life, like as a woman, where you do things for the first time and you're like, wow, this is what it's like to be an adult. And then you find out that being an adult woman actually sucks ass.
literally sucks ass.
And like separates. And I, so I was wearing this like dress that I got from like Strathfield Mall or something. So it was like super shit fabric and like super tight. And I felt like a princess. And then my mum was like, oh, you should wear a G-string with that so people can't see your undie line. And I was 12. Like, that wasn't a priority for me.
Wait. I thought you were the lever.
No. I was in the year 6 debutante.
What? Oh. I thought you were leaving at year 12. Oh, that creeps me out. I'm so sorry about some of these things that I was saying.
No, I was like, fuck
this.
This
changes everything.
Yeah.
That was
what
an
I'm
underwear
saying.
Store in Scarfield Mall. Did you buy it from that?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. Who buys from that store?
My mom. She loved it. Wow. Yeah. She did a lot of age inappropriate stuff. Like one time she bought me like a Playboy shirt for Mufti Day and she was like, this bunny's cool. And I was like, yeah. And then all the boys started like being really interested in me. And I was like, yeah. So she was like, you should wear a G-string. Like this is what people wear to avoid having a panty line. And I was like, I don't know what any of those words mean, But okay. And so I wore it, but because it's a shit Strathfield Mall G-string, you could still see it. Like, it was thick as. So then I was just like a fucking weird, horny 12-year-old that had rocked up to the debutante ball. And then people were like, are you wearing a G-string? And I was like, no. And they were like, you are! You are! Slut! Slut! And then I, like, just kind of... This is how I am now.
And now you take wedges with you everywhere you go, just as a reminder.
The food is a blanket.
Okay, at the end of the round, the scores are Nat on 1 point. Go for Nat, everyone.
Yay.
Matt on 4 points. Jen on 4 points. And Aaron also on 4 points. Yay.
Hey guys, just stop on the podcast there to let you know, because at the end of this episode, we don't plug the shows that people are doing. So Matt's doing a show in the festival, so make sure you go along and see his show. All the details are at the Comedy Festival website, which is comedyfestival.com.au. And also last week, I cut off the people plugging their shows. So Nick Cody, Mel Buttle, Daniel Sloss, and Lawrence Mooney as the PM at Malcolm Turnbull. Make sure you go see those. Also, go and see, you know, anyone you found on the podcast that you liked and maybe isn't as big a name as some of the other guests. Go and see their show. Go support their show because, you know, the reason I have them on, because they're really funny. I don't pick duds. And so, yeah, go along and see their shows. And also, come to the European Beer Cafe. See my shows on the 1st, the 8th, the 15th, and the 22nd of April, 4:30. The European Beer Cafe. That's all for me. Pretty much stopped this one because there was a weird edit point where everyone on stage got drinks. And yeah, that's what you need. That's all you got missed. That's all you missed. Anyway, back to the podcast.
Okay, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are going to fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. A point, if you guess correctly, a point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you are incorrect. So you can ask as many questions as you want, try and get the right answer. They want you to get it wrong, though. So, to Jen, now. In 2004, Matt O'Kine auditioned for a role on Home and Away. He had two callbacks and was made to feel very confident by the producers that he definitely had the role. A week later, he got a call from his agent saying that he didn't get the role, but his agent said, don't worry about it. No one gets taken seriously from Home and Away these days. You'll be fine. The role went to Chris Hemsworth. And every time Matt sees him in a movie, he now thinks, fuck, that could have been me. You can ask him as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong.
So I have to figure out whether this is true or not.
Yeah, ask him questions. He'll answer.
Is everyone asking or just Jen?
Well, if people have questions, they can ask. Okay. Like the people on stage, these guys.
Do you remember?
Down, but yeah.
Do you remember any of the lines that you had to do in that audition?
Yeah, I remember it was set on the beach, just a typical sort of scene. And I was a little bit nervous. I had a better rig than I do now. Back then I was a little bit better. And it was to do with, there was a blonde cop who I actually knew who had previously gone to, because I went to drama school, QT. He had previously been in it. Actually, you know him, Guyton Granley. He was in Underbelly and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, he was playing a cop at that time, and so I knew that if I'd gotten the role, it would have been having to deal with him, but not in like a River Boys sense that's happening now, in more of a like, oh, I didn't see anything kind of sense. So the audition scene was me and a...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Girl and me trying to like go, oh, I don't want to have to tell the police what I've seen, sort of thing.
Right. I mean, on one hand, there's a lot of detail in that story. But on the other hand, I'm pretty sure ethnic people weren't allowed on television in 2007.
Yeah. This is when Jay LaGaia was on.
Oh,
I was playing his son. You know, in the, yeah.
Chris Hemsworth got that
Yeah. Ernie Dingo was our granddad. It was a tough time in Australian television, I got to tell you.
Yeah, as soon as you gave the character depth, it was game over.
Yeah.
I've done so many auditions for like a lot of those shows though.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of the lines I've done for any of them. So yeah. That's just How old is Hemsworth?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's probably about 3 years older than me, 4 years older than me. Do you know what? And this is not a lie. Okay, at the time, I did a real good fucking audition, especially the second one. And I remember, seriously. And I remember that because I was up in Brisbane. They filmed down here, but I was living up in Brisbane. And I had to go out to the Gold Coast to film that. And I remember seeing the casting director, who was a casting assistant at the time, is actually now a writer on a big show. I'm not going to say that. Well, fuck it, whatever.
It's
Sam Strauss. Anyways, it's Sam Strauss who wrote Dance Academy. I was the last person on the day. We took a real chill kind of session. And I know that she wanted me to get the role. And what I realized halfway through the audition is, and she did so many takes, and that doesn't often happen. What I realized is that she wanted me to show some emotion. And I was doing it in an angry way, and she wanted me to be upset. So I saw her afterwards. It was all good, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, I didn't get that role, and I still to this day believe that it was because at that time, I know it sounds weird, 2004, I believe it is because they didn't want a high school girl to have, because I was only 19 at the time, I think they didn't want a high school girl to have a brown boyfriend in Australia.
Playing that card.
But I mean,
so what do you reckon, Jen?
I feel like it's racist if I don't believe
him. they do weird things on Dance Academy as well. Was it Dance Academy?
No, it was Home and Away. Dance Academy's legit as.
Yeah. Well, I auditioned for Dance Academy. Didn't get it. It was too graceful there.
I'm going to say that it's true.
It was a lie.
Complete lie. Put there for Matt. Complete lie.
Detail.
Yeah.
Okay, I know, because that was for another show. I just transferred it over.
What was the other show?
I'm not going to say that.
Aww.
Neighbours. That show's still going. I want that shit.
Wait, was it Neighbours?
No, it wasn't. I was on Neighbours for one episode. I was playing the role of Nathan White.
And they made you bring your clothes.
That's how they'll get around.
I know, right? How subtle is that?
We're like, fuck a brown guy, call him white, just do some shit.
I was a big Neighbours fan. We were on tour together in 2010. Yeah. We were both saying how we'd love to get a role on Neighbours.
Man, I would have loved it, and I got my role. And I reckon I had legs to get a few more episodes, but we were... Did you go ice skating with us? Remember when Craig took us all ice skating at Melbourne Comedy Festival?
Yeah.
Anyways, I started showing off too much, and I fucking stacked it so hard. Like, probably one of those stacks where people don't laugh or anything. They're like, oh, fuck, man. Like, are you still alive?
It was heavy.
And I, like, bashed my head against the thingy. Anyways, that afternoon, I needed to go to wardrobe to check my wardrobe at Neighbours. And I was really annoyed with them because they'd made me bring my own clothes. And I reckon I was still concussed at the time. And I had a huge blow-up with the wardrobe department of Neighbours. About why I shouldn't have to bring my own clothes and stuff. Like, I was properly fucking out of it at this stage anyway. I swear I was concussed. Anyway, huge blowout, big argument with wardrobe. I'm a fucking one-dayer doing this, like a fucking three scenes an episode of Neighbours. Oh, I shouldn't have to bring my wardrobe. I can't fuck off. And then they didn't call me back. They cut my scenes. I was supposed to be doing 2 days, sorry. They cut me down to one and then just magically chopped me out of the last scene, and that was me on Neighbours. So, yeah, if you need another wedding photographer, Neighbours, I'm ready to say sorry.
All right, now to Matt. Now, Nat once had a woman knock on her door and ask if she could use the phone to call the police. When the police got there, they asked Natalie what time the woman had come to the door. So Natalie went to her computer, and everyone in the room saw that she had just posted "Bogans yelling outside" at the time of the incident. You can ask as many questions as you want.
This was on your account on YouTube?
No, this was on MSN Messenger.
Oh, okay. So this is an older incident.
Older incident.
So you were just giving people a general update of what was going on outside.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, there are bogans yelling outside.
How many bogans were yelling?
I don't know. I think it was a couple. They must have been in a car or something. I think it was...
They were in a car, but they were yelling, but you could hear them.
Yeah. I live in the West. Yeah. Like.
So you were growing up at this stage?
Sorry?
What was your MSN username?
Oh, I can't remember. Oh, no, I do. I think it was this boy I used to like in high... Oh, girls do weird things. It was just his name. That's crazy.
That was your username?
That's crazy.
That was your username? Oh, whoa.
That's so heavy.
All right, so everyone...
And then I
everyone, everyone you know is whoever their name is at hotmail.com, except for Nat Tran, who is some guy she used to like at hotmail.com.
Yeah.
It's her way to get him to talk to her, going, hey, can I have my messenger name back off you? Is that all right? That's how...
What was
so
the color?
So you guessed wrong when you said that's... people 30 to like 30 plus have their own name at hotmail.com. I don't think so.
What was the color of the top that she was wearing?
I don't remember. I think it was like a gray, but I remember she had blood on her. So it must have been like a lighter color, like a gray.
Shit, what happened?
So she said she'd gotten in a fight with someone because they had heard... I remember this because my mum was... I was so upset because she came in and she started saying all these things that my mum was... I just didn't want my mum to hear. And she was like, she said I gave her boyfriend a blowjob. And I'm like, my mum doesn't know what that means. Oh, my God. And I'm like, go back to bed, mum. And she's like, she said I gave him a blowjob. I didn't give him a blowjob. And then, like, we got into a big fight and stuff and we're punching each other. And, yeah, she got punched in the face.
The girl had been punched in the face.
The girl had been punched in the face. She'd been kicked out of the car and then she came and knocked on my door.
And what happened to the person in the car who punched them?
They drove off. But she was telling the cops about them.
How long did it take for the cops to get there?
Not that long, but long enough. I remember when the cops came, they were like, yes, it's pretty normal for this area.
What area was it?
I used to live in Auburn.
I believe everything you're saying.
What do you reckon, Matt? You reckon yeah or no?
I reckon that's true.
You are correct. It was true. Yeah, point there for Matt. So how old were you when this happened?
I think I was like... 16 or something, but what was really up... Well, too old to have that username. What was really upsetting is that she kept saying to the cops, oh, she's my friend. And I'm like, I'm not her friend. Like, I was like, put that down. Like, I'm not her friend. It was really...
How old was she?
I don't know. She must have been like about 20 or something like that.
Do you reckon drugs are involved?
I don't know because I don't do drugs. I don't know when people are on drugs in TV shows and stuff. And then, like, it takes me ages to figure out what's going on. I'm like, what's going on? And then everyone's like, they're on drugs, you idiot. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
I'm with you. When I first went to Melbourne, I went out and everyone was just drinking water. I'm like, wow, everyone's really healthy in Melbourne. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, no, I did a wedding because I film weddings. Once I went to a wedding, everyone was going nuts. Like, they were dancing and like throwing people in the air. And I said to the DJ, you know what? You're doing a really good job. I was like, because I do a lot of weddings and this one, like, they're really pumped. And he's like, they're all on drugs. You know? Like, oh, okay, no worries.
Okay, so to Nat. Now, when Aaron was in high school, they had a relief teacher who was crazy. He was also an actor and had notable roles in Water Rats, All Saints and Heartbreak High. Aaron's class used to play up so much that one day he stormed out to get the deputy principal. Aaron thought it'd be funny if they all faced the front and one member of the drama class would get up there and just start performing. So when the two teachers marched back in, ready to yell, they were acting perfectly normal. The teacher broke down and meekly said they weren't like that before. Then he picked up a chair, threw it at the wall, screamed, and then ran down the hot corridor yelling, I studied at NIDA, goddammit. Yeah or nah?
I don't know, because, like, that's a really lame prank to do. Like, just, like, let's act like we're good.
Yeah. In hindsight, it's, like, a bit psychopathic, but...
What school did you go to?
North Sydney Boys High School.
Ooh.
Thank you very much.
Is that for... national and international audiences is a very elite school which you have to do a test to get into.
I'm having...
Is it, what kind of test, though?
they measure your brain and ask you...
Throw coins on the floor and ask you to count them. Okay, yeah.
All right, so North Sydney Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm having trouble thinking about, like, drama being a big subject at this school.
Yeah, true.
I can say it because we're from the same cloth, so you can't. Yeah. Very hard for people to laugh at when they're not from the same cloth. So
cotton poly blend.
Yeah. So
my
what grade were you in?
What grade? I was in year 9 or 10. I know it wasn't year 11 and 12 because things were hotting up then. No time for mockabouts.
What was the thing that you guys were acting out in the classroom?
It was just general, like running around and stuff. Because there's space. There's no chairs in drama class. So you can run around. There's space. It's like free range.
This is sus as hell.
I've done drama class.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
can I just ask, please, how old was this teacher?
He's
at
like
the time?
50s or 60s. His name's Peter Heath.
Okay. I was going to say, if you'd said any lower, like 30 or 40, I wouldn't believe you for a second. But 50s and 60s, that's enough time to go to NIDA and then become a
water
teacher.
Rats.
So he was on Heartbreak High?
I think so. He was definitely on Water Rats and All Saints.
Once? Or many times?
I think a couple of times. Enough for one student to make a show reel.
This is such a hard one to figure out.
It's drastic.
It's drastic. Did you do drama in year 11 and 12?
I did, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I feel like
I don't know that.
You were such a good boy when I first met you.
Yeah.
And I just don't
acting.
Know.
Okay, I'm going to say that. Yeah, that's true.
It was a lie, so. No! Oh! But half of it was true.
Yeah, you made up half of it.
I made up half of it. So the teacher didn't scream and throw a chair and say, I was in NIDA. But the guy was in Heartbreak High. I looked up his IMDb. Okay. You said his name. Yeah. I'm going to have to beat that out. But that's who it really was. But yeah, so he was your teacher. But you said he like had this really weird energy the whole time.
Yeah, it's not a good story. That's why you had to change half of it.
This sounds weird.
Yeah, he was like nuts, but in a funny way. He was like, oh, it's very nice, but we took advantage of that.
Okay, so to Aaron. Now, when Jen was in high school...
Yeah.
She did work experience for a bunch of magazines like Empire, Smash Hits, and FHM. At the end of it, they all gave her small gifts, and FHM, as a parting gift to their high school work experience kid, gave her a bikini. Yeah or nah?
I feel like...
All your stories are...
Really grim.
So FHM gave you a bikini, but you worked for... Three publications.
Yeah, they're all in the same office.
Oh, sick. Work experience, 1 week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Year 10.
All right.
What was your work experience? Did you do work experience?
I worked for Andrew Taylor Management. It's
Wow.
It's a comedy management company, managed the likes of Neil Kohaka.
Did you get to meet Frenchie?
I didn't meet Frenchie. One of the perks was that 4 years later, I got to meet Frenchie on the corner of Elizabeth and Swanston Street, I think.
Yep.
And he was polite. Yep. Yeah.
What was yours, Matt? What was your work experience?
I never did work experience, to be honest. No.
Nat, did you have one?
I worked at the observatory.
Wow. Ooh.
And he said he liked my science teacher at school and she was super hot, so he let me have it.
But have you? Did you ever go into like this? Remember Zoo magazine? Was that the same as FHM? Was it the same building?
FHM predated Zoo.
Not
but
as classy.
But is it the same people?
Oh,
because I know the build. Like I'm thinking of the offices and stuff, and I wouldn't be surprised if they did, you know,
together.
Give you a bikini.
I don't remember seeing Zoo there.
Okay.
But yeah.
What? What's the umbrella name of the companies? Do you remember that?
Fuck, I can't remember. But
gotcha.
The editor went on to edit Yen magazine, which doesn't exist anymore. And then she interviewed me for comedy stuff later. And then she was like...
Was that the one?
Which one?
Oh, was that the one that... that was Chow Magazine.
Yeah. Oh, Chow Magazine. Chow Magazine's a Sydney street press, and they... when I was, like, just starting out in comedy and so naive, they were like, we want to feature you as part of our Sydney Fringe special and put you on the cover of our magazine. And I was like, fuck yeah. So me and my friend Annabelle did like a photo shoot and they're like, cool, we'll call you later to do an interview. Thanks for the photos. And we were like, no worries. And then a couple weeks later, my friend called me and was like, yo, I just saw you in Chow Magazine in this hot or not section. And I was like, what the fuck? And so it's like basically all these dudes being like, I'd go see her show, Three Kisses. Ooh. And it was rating people out of five kisses. And it was just like rando like people just being like, oh, I hope she's not a crazy cat lady. Four kisses. Like, it was completely wild. And then it was that classic thing of like, Craig, our manager, called them up and was like, hey, this is pretty fucked. And they were like, actually, we're women, so it can't be. Like, it was... They're like, you're a comedian. Can't you take a joke? Anyway, they ended up printing an apology in the next issue. And it was this, like, a centimeter big, like, buried in the middle of, like, all of their ads. Like, just this tiny little line being like, we apologize to Jennifer Ricker and Annabelle McMillan for misleading them.
If you hold the microscope up to one of the page numbers, you can actually read the apology in the 28.
It's in invisible ink, so you've got to hold, like, a candle behind it. Anyway, it's a great time for women in comedy. And I just want to encourage every woman to take their power. So that's... How do we get onto that? Oh.
Did you... back... Another question. Did you ever wear the bikini?
Oh, yes. Great question.
You know what? Yeah. I was at first, like, really uncomfortable with it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this is from FHM magazine. Like, this is clearly, like, being on a shoot. And it was, like... Also, it was a boob tube, which, if any... oh, my ladies are in here. They know that, like, you can't go into water... Bodies of water in a boob tube because it immediately just falls off you. So I was like...
I reckon a few guys know that as well.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't... I'm sorry. That is really mean of me and rude. So I did it, and then I started just, like, wearing it at home, at the home pool, and it went okay. And then I did take it to the beach, and it did fall off me. So, yeah.
So what do you reckon, Aaron? Yeah or nah?
I reckon yes.
You are correct. A point there for Aaron Chen.
Did they think it was weird at all?
Do you know what? It was like the whole week I was doing work experience. I was just working with Smash Hits magazine, which was sick. I don't know if you guys ever like read Smash Hits, but it was like a pop culture magazine. And I used to get to do like the prize. I'd like send off all the prizes and they were always like really dumb. Like, here's a big box of nerds because you answered our questionnaire on Britney Spears. Like, it was so cool. And then I also worked for Empire magazine, which was like the magazine I wanted to work for, which was like, I think they're still around. They're a film magazine, and I got to like actually write things for their website, which is crazy, like in this day and age, to let a 15-year-old just publish to your website completely unfounded, unresearched ideas. But they're like, oh, she seems quiet. That's fine. So I was working with this like awesome team. Annie Siebel was the editor and she was so lovely and so encouraging, and I was so cripplingly socially anxious and awkward and didn't talk the entire time, which would have been really spooky. But anyway, the whole time they were so lovely and it was such a beautiful feminine energy. And then the last day this dude came up from FHM and was like, any of you chicks want this bikini? And we were like, oh, it's cool. Thank you so much. And then he was like, oh, this looks like it'd fit you. Here you go. And just like flung it on my desk. And I was like, thank you, mister.
All right. At the end of that round, the scores are Nat on 1 point. Go for Nat, everyone. Jen on 4 points. Matt on 6 points. And also on 6 points is Aaron Chen. All right, this is our final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions all about you guys. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. Say who you think it is. You can't buzz in for your own. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. So every round you're going to lose.
Do we say our
your name? You can lose. You can go on the negatives. That's fine.
We say our name for
you
the
say
buzzer.
Your name. Okay. Which is, I've just, it's Chen, Jen, Nat, Matt. It's not going to be confusing. Okay, here we go. Question one. Who was once sent to the principal's office because they strutted across the stage in assembly?
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
Jen.
No, it was Aaron Chan. Fuck. Point off Matt there.
I lose. Fuck.
Who do you think I am?
I don't know.
So what did you do? You strutted, win this.
Strutted across.
Yeah, I was like kind of like...
In the mic.
I was kind of like waggling across the stage to receive award.
And what was the award for?
Top in drama.
Drama. Yay. All right, so question two. Who lost their virginity listening to Eminem?
Jen.
Yes, Jen.
Was it Nat?
Yes, it was Nat. Point there for Jen. Oh!
Which song?
Which song, yeah.
I don't remember. It was so horrible. Oh. I tried to blank it out.
I hope the guy didn't say, I'll put spaghetti on you. No. Anyway.
You only have one shot. Yeah.
Don't miss your chance to blow. My name is. Question three. Who once caught their teacher wagging school while they were also wagging school?
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
Jen.
No, that was Nat as well. Oh. Another point on Matt. Where were you? Were you wagging?
I was going to see Mothman Prophecies, and then my history teacher walked in, and I was like, oh, fuck. And then he sat in front of me, and then I got on the floor, and I couldn't watch the movie because I couldn't leave because he would have seen me. And then the next day, I was like, hey, where were you yesterday? And he's like, oh, I was sick. And I was like, no, you weren't. I can't say anything.
Mothman Prophecy sounds like a historic movie, though. What was it? Mothman?
I don't know what happened.
But still during school hours.
What is it?
Mothman Prophecies.
It had, is that a superhero?
Richard Gere and the lady from Will and Grace.
Ah.
Deborah Messing?
Yeah.
It sounds like a it sounds like Da Vinci Code.
Maybe.
He should have just taken the whole class and called it off, you know?
Excursion.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, question four. Who once had their fingers burnt from handling too many oranges? The citrus got him.
Aaron.
Yes, Aaron.
I think that's Matt.
No, it's Jen Fricker, a point off Aaron there.
Yeah.
So how'd you do it? Was it you were working in a juice bar? Is that what it was?
No, actually, I was working at an ad agency, and the first day they were like, we need you to stuff 300 show bags full of oranges. And I was like... That sounds like my dream. And so I did it, and all the citric acid collected in my fingers, and it burnt the tops of my fingers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And that sounds like the worst
show
bag.
Show bag.
I know.
The fresh fruit and healthy apples show bag.
It's the pirate show bag. So you know, yeah. Scurvy. It's
but
great.
That one's sold out every day.
It's so weird. It was the FHM show bag.
It was some really like bullshit ad agency idea, which like, oh, we want you to say goodbye to scurvy in digital ideas or some shit like that. It was so tangential and coked up, like it was bad.
No, you meant Tangello. Thank you. Question five: who used to think their dad was a vampire and would lock the door every time they came home and said, "You're not invited. You can't come in."
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
That's Aaron.
No, that's Natalie Tran. Point off.
I just want to...
I am carving numbers off my screen.
All right.
Here.
How old were you when you did this?
So old. So old, and I used to like scream, "You're not invited," because you remember in Buffy they were like, "Vampires can't come in."
Yeah.
And so he'd come home. Imagine coming home to this, and I'd lock the door in front of him, and I'd go, "You're not invited," and I'd stand back. And then he'd have to get his key out and open it. And he'd come in and go, all right, cool. And
So why did you think he was a vampire?
I don't know.
You genuinely believe?
Genuinely was like, dad's a vampire.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
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 Questions.
Did he have spiky teeth at all?
He kills people and he drinks their blood. So I was like, 2 + 2 = 4. Yeah. Yeah.
Question six. Who thought they'd work in real estate?
Natalie.
Yes, Natalie.
Matt.
You are correct. Yes, it was. Point there for Nat.
Why?
Because I love watching fucking Selling Houses Australia. It's all I watch anymore. I watch Escape to the Country and Selling Houses Australia and Grand Design. I think I'm ready for it.
When did you think you'd be a real estate agent?
Honestly, since I've been in high school, I thought that if none of this worked out, I could sell some houses. I just really like them. I like looking around at them.
Dude, you need to love yourself.
Question seven. Whose first kiss tasted like a Whopper burger and they've never eaten one since?
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
That's Jen.
That is Jen. Yeah, yeah. Point there for Matt.
I accidentally talked about this on the radio and named the dude. Oh. And I think I was with you on Matt
the Matt and Ally show. Mm. Remember? You can bleep this out.
I don't have to.
Remember when I said Ryan Toombs? And then all his friends like texted in and he like DM'd me being like, why did you do that? And I was like, I'm sorry, but it tasted like Whoppers and it stayed with me for like 15 years. It was during the movie 300 as well, which is decidedly unsexy. Like, it was at George Street Cinemas and it was just a weird...
Because it's so close to Hungry Jack's. I know the
exactly.
Yeah, and he had it on the way in. He was licking his lips as he walked up to the cinema.
That's the thing. Like, we met up at Town Hall Steps, of course. Yeah. And then we walked down to George Street Cinema and he got a Whopper, but I'd already eaten because I was a sensible girl. And then we went in and he like just kept picking up my hand and putting it on his knee. And I was like, I didn't realize it was a date either. Man, all of my stories from my childhood are so really grim. But yeah, and then I just remember he had braces and he like tasted like a Whopper
Someone
burger.
Groaned at braces. It's all right. Like,
No, braces are fine. Braces are fine. Whoppers are fine. Together, terrible.
Yeah. It was a nightmare. But I do remember I had just gotten a side fringe, so not all bad.
Yes. Nice. Yes.
Question 8. Who used to bully their teachers until they'd cry?
Natalie.
Yes, Natalie.
Is that Aaron?
No, it was Jen Fricker. Oh.
/ also me.
Oh, really? What
did
you
do? I did that once.
What did you do?
We went to a ski trip in New Zealand and we had like someone had smuggled 2 2-liter bottles of vodka into New Zealand through Mount Franklin water bottles, right? So like they'd sealed it up with a lighter and everything. It all looked legit. Anyway, everyone got hell lit, as lit as you know a year 11 as can get. But I was trying to hook up with this girl who I had an on again off again relationship all through the senior years of high school. I was in a bathroom the whole time and didn't really know what was going on outside while everyone was getting busted. Anyway, we land back in Australia and the teachers are all there, including my vice principal at the time, with all the parents picking people up, and they're all, you know, giving everyone a lecture. And I knew that I wasn't involved in this, so I really gave her a... Like, I was like, nah. You're actually just terrified right now because you've done such a terrible job. All of us, that you're trying to make up for all this in front of all of our parents, and I'm not going to buy any of it. Because she'd also been walking around being like, I know what this is. This is how you smoke marijuana. But it was the end of a VCR cable. You know what I mean? I was like, what are you doing? She was clutching at everything. So I said this in front of all the parents and stuff.
God.
Anyway, unfortunately, her like 12-year-old kid was standing next to her. She burst into tears, like in front of all the parents and everyone. But I wasn't gonna get fucking accused of some shit I didn't do.
So you feel bad now?
No, fuck that. I'm not gonna get blanket fucking accused of drinking when I wasn't drinking. Well, there's no way I feel bad about it. That was fucking shit.
Even when you're older now, and you're like, that's just one person just trying to do their job, and all. Kids are getting lit.
I am part of it. Do you know what happened? And then she tried to get me in trouble. And like a few weeks later, a few days later, and then we got into a huge argument because I was like, "You are wrong. You actually don't know what the fuck you're talking about." And she goes, "That's it. You're suspended for 3 days." Then we had this big fight in the class. I had to go outside, and then eventually I walked in afterwards, and I was like, "Look, you don't like. I'm just. This is between us." You don't know what you're talking about because I wasn't there. I was in this room doing this. I knew about all the alcohol because I'd gotten lit as fuck on Monday night when no one else was doing it. Okay, so I'd already gotten my share. I was out for the night that you thought everyone was doing it, okay? Then she just gave me an in-school suspension.
So the moral of the story is pay teachers more. Okay.
Nah, the moral of the story is don't be fucking... Just get it right when you're accusing people in front of their parents. No, my dad was there.
Our last question.
Wait. What was your story?
Oh, we're going to get off stage, though. There's music coming up.
I didn't mean to do that, though.
No, yours is way more interesting. Mine was I didn't go to English for a term and then... No, I can't speak it. And the English teacher eventually found me. I'd just been going to the library every single English period, and she came in and she was like, "What are you doing here?" And I was like, "I'm reading." And she was like, why aren't you coming to class? And I looked up at her and I looked her dead in the eyes and I was like, because I don't believe you have anything to teach me.
Oh.
Why are you so horrible? That's a-
So, like well, I said, pay teachers more, okay?
Okay. Oh, wait, by the way, I love that you're wagging English to go to the library.
Yeah.
That's the most unlit shit ever.
I know. No, I know. And then ended up, like, coming up, I wrote a short film, which then I got assessed for and then passed the entire term. So I guess she didn't.
Okay, our final question for the game. Who blamed their brother-in-law for leaving the stove on all night when they knew that they actually did it themselves?
Okay, wait. So Jen has a... younger brother who's been married to a woman, so ruling Jen out.
What?
Well, it's their brother-in-law.
Yeah.
So you're going to say Matt. Matt's going to answer this.
I'm going to say that it is Nat.
You are incorrect. It was Aaron Chan. Point off Matt. Yep. Do you have any siblings?
I thought it was me.
We have a tie. We have one. We have a tiebreaker question that only Jen and Aaron can answer. Okay, this is for the game, okay?
This is how I always imagined it would end.
Which of you said there are only three things you need to be a comedian? One, be funny. Two, reply to emails. And three, don't be a dickhead. Who
Jen.
Said that? Yes, Jen. I heard Jen first.
Was it me?
No, it wasn't you.
Oh,
point
fuck.
Of Aaron Kind. The winner is Aaron Chan, everyone! The final scores were Nat Tran on 1 point. Give it up for Nat, everyone. Matt O'Kine on 3 points. Jen Fricker on 4 points. But our winner on 5 points is Aaron Chen, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all for coming out to the Cafe Lounge. Give a round of applause to the Cafe Lounge here. Give it one more time, though, for Aaron Chen, everyone. Go for Natalie Tran. Go for Jen Fricker. And go for Matt O'Kine. I've been Josh Earl. Thanks for playing. Don't you know who I am? I'll see you soon. Bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.